Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena, and welcome to a summer edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White, from virginiasports.com. My guest this afternoon is someone UVA basketball fans know well, and that's Jay Huff. Jay, it's great to finally have you on the show. How's your offseason going?
It's going great. You know, been a mix of relaxing and some hard work, which I guess is how the summer goes.
So my goal is to make this podcast as entertaining as one of those Wahoo TV episodes with Sean Doubleterry.
Sean who?
Who bears a striking resemblance to you, I think.
I've heard about him. I've heard he's a really really cool guy.
Sharp guy.
Yeah, sharp looking. He's got the glasses. Yeah. But that's about the only difference.
So you're a big fan of that series?
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting to watch. I think they need to keep doing it. I'm not really sure where Sean goes in the offseason. Maybe he just escapes for a little while.
I don't know. All I know is I've never seen the two of you together.
I haven't seen us in the same room either. It's kind of wild.
So you came in 2016 with Ty and Kyle and DeAndre, and now they're off pursuing NBA careers. Your role on the team obviously will be a lot different this season on and off the court. Are you comfortable moving into more of a leadership position?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I think with the group that we have coming in, they all seem like great guys. Some of them are from North Carolina, my home state.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a large Carolina contingent now, right? With you, Justin McCoy, Caden Shedrick.
Yep.
Am I forgetting anybody?
Not this year, no.
The timetable for every player is different, but in this program, there have been numerous players who've seen their patience and perseverance rewarded, from Devin Hall to Jack Salt to Mamadi to DeAndre, who came in with you and redshirted that first year. I know it's tough to be patient, but do you kind of draw inspiration, you know, from those who have come before you in this program and have ultimately reached their goals?
Yeah, I mean, especially with Devin, I remember him talking to me some about that. And, you know, redshirting is very common in this program. I think if it wasn't as common, it would be a lot harder. But the way that the coaches do that with, you know, redshirting and that sort of thing, I think is really good.
Now that you've had some time, a little bit of time to digest it, can you put into words what it was like to be part of a team that won the NCAA championship?
Oh, it was wild. I mean, a lot of it, too, was just like adjusting once we got back to everyone just kind of, like, wherever you go, you kind of hear it from people,
right,
which was interesting. First thing I did when I got back, I think, was just went and threw a Frisbee with my buddy just to, you know, hang out outside for a little bit, and it was relaxing.
Like when you got back from Minneapolis or when you
the
got
next
back
day,
this summer?
Yeah. The next day, yeah, in Minneapolis. Or from Minneapolis. We were just, I don't know, it was weird. Like, I hadn't been outside much because at the hotel, like, we couldn't really walk outside except if it was to the bus. So it was wild.
I mean, the profile on grounds of basketball players couldn't really be any higher anyway. But if it's possible for it to have gone up, has it done so?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, you're going to stick out being 7-1 anyway. I mean, that's just kind of a given.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think that if I don't wear UVA clothing all the time, that people won't recognize me. But I think it's I think it's the beard that sticks out a little bit. So
you're from Durham, North Carolina, which is ACC country, and I'm sure there are tons of UNC, Duke fans, probably State fans as well. What's the reaction been back home?
You know,
as a UVA guy who won a national championship.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of Duke fan friends, UNC fan friends. They were all really happy for me. I don't think they cared as much about, you know, Duke or Carolina losing, at least not after the fact. I'm sure in the moment when Duke and UNC lost, they weren't super happy. But I think they tried to be excited for me, as excited as they could be, at least, without cheering for their team.
So this time last summer, you were coming off shoulder surgery. You couldn't lift weights, at least with one of your arms. In retrospect, how much of a setback was that, the time that you lost in the summer when your teammates were working out and lifting and doing everything full bore?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a setback. It was kind of hard sometimes just because, like, I would be in the gym with them, but I couldn't do anything. Like, I'd be riding the bike, like the stationary bike. Which wasn't that fun, mainly because of the wedgie it would inevitably give me. But also, it was just, you know, it was kind of hard to see them all working and where I couldn't really do very much. But I would do stuff with my left hand, and I would try to be the best teammate I could be from the sidelines. So,
I think you weighed right around 200 pounds when you got here. You've made
considerable
progress on that front. How much do you weigh now, and how much stronger have you gotten?
Yeah, as of today, I was 236.
Wow.
So definitely going up, and I definitely feel a lot stronger.
I mean, the guy who has helped you with a lot of that is Mike Curtis, who's the head coach for strength and conditioning. Mike gets a lot of credit for the team's success, mm-hmm. and deservedly so. What's it been like for you training with him? I mean, he can be a taskmaster, though, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a guy like him, he has to be, you know, serious. He has to keep us focused and motivated. And, you know, we all kind of like messing with him a little bit. I like joking around with him. You know, sometimes I think he gets tired of it, but I think if he were to be, you know, hopefully he doesn't hear this, but I think, you know, if he were to be honest, he would laugh at some of them, some of my jokes. But it's been great. He's been a huge help and one of my biggest advocates over the course of my time here.
Has your metabolism slowed down at all, or is it still a challenge? Do you have to constantly be eating and adding calories to gain weight?
It's slowed down a little bit, I think. I definitely don't eat like as much, like in terms of like large quantities. Mm-hmm. I try to eat like more smaller meals throughout the day. But like first year, it was ridiculous. I would eat this wasn't a regular thing, but I remember one practice, like before practice, I ate 2 Five Guys double bacon cheeseburgers.
Before practice.
And I was hungry after, which was kind of scary, but I don't think I could do that anymore.
That's progress.
Yeah.
Your minutes fluctuated last season, but you had a number of terrific performances. Hmm. When you look back on the season, how did you kind of assess your play, and did you have specific goals heading into this offseason?
I think, you know, overall it was good. There were some times where I obviously felt like I could have done better. You know, that's just kind of the way it is whenever. I thought I contributed what I could. I did my best in games that I got called on, and then when I didn't, I was trying again to be the best teammate that I could be. And then going into this season, you know, I wanted to, you know, put on weight, put on strength, and just work on things, work on skills that I think will be useful. I think, you know, I've been shooting a lot, trying to adjust to the new three-point line.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. It's not that much further back, so I think I'll be all right in terms of adjusting. But, you know, might take a little bit of getting used to.
I mean, you shot 45% from three-point range overall, and then you were 53% in ACC play. You didn't have a ton of attempts, but still – I don't recall you being a guy who necessarily towed the line either.
Yeah. I mean, I've, like, from a young age, my dad, you know, taught me how to shoot, and just kind of for the heck of it, sometimes we would just try to slowly back up and see how far I could back out to. And I would get pretty far. So I think, you know, I think he prepared me really well for that.
I mean, you've seen the game at every level, but particularly like in the NBA, evolve in that direction too. I mean, the idea of a 7-footer shooting 3-pointers is not that foreign at all anymore. You see Brook Lopez and other guys doing it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's interesting because a lot of the guys that do that come from other countries where they practice skills like that a lot, which I think is really cool. Like, I went and played with Athletes in Action. I played in Prague, and everybody on their team could shoot, and they were like very fundamentally sound. They didn't have as many like athletes, I would say, as we have in America. But they could all shoot it at least, you know, well enough to shoot a three-pointer when they were open, if not better. So
this defense is obviously the foundation of Coach Bennett's program. It's not always the easiest thing for a player to learn and master. How much progress have you made in the 3 years you've been here?
Oh, well, if we're starting, like, talking day one, you know, it was not easy. So I've definitely made a lot of progress since then. And even, like, with the young guys, we've started working on it a little bit. Even just the fundamentals, like guarding your own man, not even the pack line. But it's a lot harder than, you know, even back in high school. And so to try to, like, keep them encouraged, you know, we'll always tell them, like, hey, it's like this for everybody if you're, like, struggling with it. You know, if you picked it up right away, we'd be like, okay, you must have been practicing at home or something like that. So, I mean, It is difficult, but I think I've definitely made a lot of progress.
I know that there hasn't been a ton of focus on defense and practice so far this summer. You haven't been doing it that long period, but do you think the extended three-point line will change at all how coach approaches defense and how the pack line is set up? Or
maybe minor adjustments, but I don't see the pack line changing very much. I mean, it's not that far of a difference. It didn't back up very much. And I think our defense will work in a very similar way. Again, we might have to make some minor adjustments, different strategic, whatever. But I think overall the pack line is going to remain the pack line.
So the team has a much different look this year. Six newcomers, Casey Morsell, Kadrian Shedrick, Justin McCoy, Thomas, I can pronounce the name because I have a cheat sheet. Can you do it?
Woldetensai.
Excellent.
Yep.
Chase Coleman and Sam Hauser, who's a transfer from Marquette who hasn't made it to town yet.
Yep.
Your early impressions of this group without Sam?
Oh, they're great. I mean, the young guys, some of them from North Carolina, that's obviously cool. We've talked about that some. Apparently, I played Justin my senior year, and he was a freshman.
Freshman, yeah.
Yeah, and they beat us, and he brought that up on his visit, and I was like, all right, never bring that up again, and we're cool. But they're great. They're hardworking. They don't shy away from anything either, which is good. But at the same time, they're adjusting, and they're figuring stuff out. So.
Justin Anderson was a little bit before your time, yeah. I think, but anyone who knows him, I know you've met him, knows what a big personality he has. Mm-hmm. I have heard Justin McCoy's personality described as Anderson-esque, if not more.
Similar, yeah. I mean, he's goofy. Sometimes even in the locker room, he'll be on the, on the radio or whatever. He'll have his phone connected to the speakers. And his music selection is just great. He was blasting, I think he played some Taylor Swift songs, Honky Tonk Badonka Donk, but then also a wide range of other songs, I think some Rihanna might have been on as well. It was very just interesting. He's a little bit of a louder personality, which is really cool. As a freshman, obviously he's not shy at all. But also, even from some of the conversations I've had with him, similar to me, his faith is really important to him. Mm-hmm. And, he's talked about how important that is for him and how, he wants to use his platform. So that's been really cool. Obviously all the young guys, I've been getting to know them. But you brought up Justin. So that's one
right.
specific thing that I think is really cool about his time here.
Speaking of music, anybody who was at Scott Stadium for the celebration of the national championship heard Frankie play one shining moment on piano. He's obviously very gifted regard. What was that like being on stage watching that? And is it true that you perform with him musically occasionally? And if so, what is your instrument?
Yeah. So I was really proud of him, too, because,
that had to be nerve-wracking.
Oh, he was a little nervous, I think. I told him I could go up there and do a duet with him and just pretend to play the keys. Apparently they didn't have the pedal out there at first for the piano. And he was like, oh, I can't do it without the pedal. So they brought the pedal out. And he's like, oh, I got to do it now. But I was really proud of him. And that was really a really cool moment. And then, so we went to, I'm struggling with the name of the school. Do you remember? Have you?
I'm trying to think of the.
It's escaping me.
Clark Elementary. Is it Clark?
I think that might have been what it was, yes. And they got Frankie to play that song again. And as well as their school theme song, I believe. And they brought me along. And I was like, okay, cool. I have zero musical talent. Not even a little bit. Can't sing, can't really do much of anything. I used to play the piano when I was eight, probably. Forgot almost everything. So they handed me some maracas. I'm not sure if people that play the maracas know how to play the maracas. It's just kind of an odd instrument.
Yeah.
You just kind of shake it around. But I was standing up there and I was doing my best.
There might be YouTube of that somewhere.
Oh, I sincerely hope not.
For better or worse. As the reigning NCAA champion, Virginia will be the hunted this season, but is that really a big departure from the other times you've been here? I mean, the program has been good, has won a lot, has won ACC championships. I think Virginia is a big game for everybody already, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I think the way that we prepare, it's good because, we always know that teams are going to give us their best shot. And so we don't, like, even if a team is, like, lower ranked or whatever, like, early on in the season, if we play some, like, teams that aren't supposed to be as good, we know that, like, they're still losable games. Like, we figured that out. And so we never take a team lightly, but we know that every team is going to give us their best shot, especially this year.
Casey Morsel was gone for a while with USA Basketball. Sam Hauser is not in town yet. Cody Statman and Francisco Cafaro are out of the country getting ready for the U19 World Cup. So the whole 2019-20 team has not actually been together yet,
yeah.
I don't think. Yeah. Given that and the fact that you lost Jack and Ty and DeAndre and Kyle, do you think it's going to take this group a while to form its identity? Where maybe last year with that core back,
I mean,
you kind of knew?
I think we'll be able to figure it out a little early on, like in practice. And, you know, we play Syracuse first. I think it'll be an interesting game with the zone that they play. But I think we'll be able to figure it out pretty early. You know, this team already, I can see them, you know, getting along really well. You know, everybody seems to like each other all right. And it's just been great to see. Like, the new guys have just meshed really well. Obviously, some guys aren't here yet, but I don't think that that's going to throw things off too much. And I think that we'll bring them in and we'll, you know, I mean, obviously some of the guys have been here, but with right. Sam, I think he'll adjust quickly.
I mean, I think every basketball coach in the country would say that he recruits high character players and that's a priority in recruiting. But, you know, I'm not sure that's as true every place yeah. that is here. That one thing that kind of jumps out about the newcomers this year and really every year is they yeah. really kind of seem to fit coach's philosophy and what yeah. he likes, don't they?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, obviously everybody that recruits is going to say, yeah, like, we try to recruit the highest character guys. And it's not a knock to anybody that doesn't. But, you know, like, one of the things that drew me to UVA was their honesty. And so, like, immediately once Coach Sanchez started recruiting me and he was really honest with me, he said I might have to redshirt, you know, like, I could tell that these people were honest people. And so if they recruited people that weren't, or if they were, it was just like they were really high character people. And I feel like if they didn't recruit high character guys, then it would be a weird dynamic. And so they seem to have a good system for finding those guys.
On the court, Kihei is back, you know, among the guards, but you know, a lot of the experience on this team is in the front court with mm-hmm. you and Mamadi and Braxton yeah. in particular. And Frankie, do you think, it's going to look different, obviously, from year to year anyway, but yeah. It could look a lot different, couldn't it?
I think it could
more
in some ways.
Front court oriented?
Yeah. But, you know, I think every year you kind of have to adjust a little bit. I mean, I definitely think, you know, years wise, we have a lot more experience in the front court, but I don't think it'll take these newcomers too long to adjust. And even the guys that have been here for a while hadn't played as much. You know, I think they're ready and, like, they've been prepared by the guys that have been here. Sorry. It's the microphone. I think it'll be great.
I mean, Kihei went through kind of an experience that very few first-year players have yeah. done in college basketball history, really. You see him now, and if you didn't know better, you'd think he was third or fourth year, I think, just watching yeah. because, I mean, the way he carries himself and what he's been through.
Yeah.
What have you kind of seen from him?
He had to mature really quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, but, you know, he's matured quickly and he's, you know, obviously a leader on the team. If not through like years necessarily, but through the experience that he had last year. So
there's probably not many times when Kihei hasn't been the quickest guy in the gym, but Chase Coleman might be
yeah. no,
step for step or however you measure that. Those guys are going to have some battles, aren't they?
Yeah, he's definitely surprised me a little bit just with how quick he was. And he also came in, you know, he was fearless, you know, in yeah. the first time we played, you know, some 3-on-3. Like, it was very surprising how quick he was. Like, I just didn't expect it the same way I didn't expect it with Kihei, just because I was like, whoa, like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
but even just the way he played, it was really cool to see as well.
So basketball is only part of your college experience. Has life at UVA away from JPJ been what you hoped it would be or expected?
Oh yeah, it's been better, I think, in a lot of ways. You know, I found a lot of friends in my Christian fellowship group, Chi Alpha. I know I always mention them, mm-hmm. But they've been great. Some of them around this summer, so I've gotten to see some of them. You know, off the court, even with my teammates, it's been great. You know, my girlfriend, it's been great, you know. It's good stuff.
Good. So are you, you are heading into your fourth year as a student. Are you on track to graduate next spring?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what comes, do you try to go for a master's then?
Yeah, there's a couple master's programs I've been looking at in the Curry School.
Yeah, so tell me about your two. You got a you're carrying a double major now.
Yeah, right? So Youth and Social Innovation is my first major, and then also Religion. I decided to try to go for that just because I had enough credits in the department where if I took a few more classes, I could. So I was like, why not? Might as well.
Well, good. We'll make the most of it.
Might as well, yeah.
Well, I appreciate your coming over. I know hopefully it's not the busiest time of the year for you.
No, it's not bad. Nope.
Well, good. Well, good luck with everything. We'll see you this summer and stay healthy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This is not an especially busy time of the year for UVA athletics, but there's still plenty happening, and virginiasports.com has the most current information on all our teams. So check out the website. I'll be back with another podcast soon. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.